Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here's your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
Happy 4th of July to all my fellow Americans. Today we are celebrating the Second Continental Congress's unanimous decision to adopt the Declaration of Independence, signaling the official separation of the 13 colonies from Great Britain during the Revolutionary War. And with this holiday, it comes the reflection upon the revolutionary spirit. It highlights the need for Americans to do what we've done from the beginning. This country was born from revolution and independence and freedom. And we find ourselves living in an age where each of those things seem to be under attack. You're free so long as you believe what the government wants you to believe. You're allowed to do what they want you to do. You're allowed to think what they want you to think. And if you get out of line, there's a chance you could be canceled, harassed, doxxed, unemployed. You know, you could be removed from your profession due to your beliefs. Yet many, many, many Americans are standing up to this and saying, no, that's not how it's going to work. And because of that, we have avoided total tyranny up to this point. We have avoided absolute overreach of the government and the state unit, you know, themselves to a point. Now, they've come a long way. There's been a lot of overreach, but Americans are again standing up and saying, bring back our country, open up the doors, end these lockdowns. There's no reason for our economy to be in the toilet. Let's open America up. And things are moving forward. Last night, I heard a lot of fireworks. Very excited to hear it. It shows that there are still revolutionary souls out there. Today's episode is sponsored by PeacefulFathers.com, run by Anthony Migliorino. You can find it on Twitter and Instagram at PeacefulFathers. What's important about that is you can foster this revolutionary spirit in your children. If you stop saying, because I said so, go do this because I'm bigger than you, go do this because I'm the authority, go do this because I'm the one in charge, I'm your mother, I'm your father, you don't need to question anything it is that I'm doing. Well, doesn't that sound a lot like wear your mask, social distance, shut down your business, who are you to question me why, I'm the government? There is no difference, which is why the sponsor makes perfect sense. This starts with parenting. This fire, this revolutionary spirit starts within the home. And so guys like Anthony who are spreading the word of connecting with your children and making yourselves free, sovereign, independent individuals, you know, that is the hope our future has. That's how we're going to bring ourselves to the next level. That's what's going to keep us from falling under control of these dictatorships or the corporations that are now running this country. And let's not kid ourselves. Big businesses have their hands so far into our political system that they might as well be the marionettes. They're the ones controlling the puppets at this point because of the financial influence they have on this country. Still, there are factions of United States citizens who are saying, no, not today, not on my watch. And those men and women are living the day-to-day on their own, on their terms, with their children, not fearing the masks, not allowing a sickness to shut down their lives. And these are the embodiment of what it is we need today. It's not about grabbing your muskets and running to the state house and taking over. That's not what is going to solve this. Not yet, at least. What we need are individuals who are free thinkers, who find themselves raising family members who are independent thinkers. These are the men and the women who are going out there and living their lives on their terms without the expressed permission of their government. This is what it's about. This is how we'll continue to keep this country great. If you want America to be better, you need to be a better American. If you want this country to stand for freedom and inclusion and equality, then you need to be living a free life where you do not judge on the political label somebody else has, the color of their skin, the religion which they profess, their sexual orientation, or anything else value system. You judge the merit of their character. Are you a good person or are you an asshole? Are you strong and leading and walking confidently into the world? Or are you afraid and looking for permission to exist? When you can find those strong individuals, you can help lead those weak individuals to a better place. But you want to find yourself some lions and you want to run with them. You don't want to find the sheep and then try to be the king of them. You don't want to be the lead of get the vaccine, wear the mask, be afraid, hide indoors, let's use Zoom, don't worry about in-person events, shut it down, lock it down, don't allow these people to live. Those who are struggling the most are the children. They're the ones who have no control over what's going on. They're the ones who have parents preventing them from seeing their friends. They're the ones whose worlds have been shaken, possibly for life. We had 9/11 occur, and nothing returned to the same. Security measures, the infringements upon personal civil liberties, nothing went back to exactly what it was before. And now we have COVID, and the same seems to be happening. Things are not going to return to the way they were before. So it's on us to make that happen as best as we can. The government will push new policies. They will push new regulations. But as Americans, as free Americans, we need to stand up and say no. Look at men like Ian Smith refusing to shut down the Attila's gym, refusing to back down in the face of these authorities who are flexing an overreach, which they have no ground to stand on. Those in charge are using illegal measures to target those who are legally following the rules. But they're following their rules and not the ones that were prescribed or approved upon by the quote-unquote officials out there. The experts don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Those who are pushing all these, you know, wear the mask and get the vaccine, but they're not mentioning one thing about the fact that obesity is the leading cause as to the severity of symptoms one experiences with COVID. Nobody's going after fast food. Nobody's looking at the advertisements being marketed for this shitty food that's making you sicker than you've ever been. And weaker than you've ever been. Nobody's going after the true cause of the weakness and the death toll that's occurring within this country. Because if they were, we would not have pharmaceutical companies marketing their medicine to an over-medicated population. We would not have medications being prescribed to children who don't like to be chained to a desk for 8 hours a day. And we would not have this global freakout over goddamn COVID if we had simply responded in kind by saying, guys, drink more water, go work out, take some medicine, stay home if you're sick. We're not going to shut down the economy. We're going to continue to move forward because we're strong individuals. And this sickness, we have measured it. It is not hitting people who are healthy, who are young, who are in shape, and who are doing the right thing. It's hitting people who are morbidly obese and people who have, you know, these symptoms prior to that make them a little more susceptible to severity of the disease. These are the facts. But people don't want to talk about that because it's much harder to skip your McDonald's and it requires much more discipline to skip all of your bonbons than it does to throw a mask on your face. And while you're sitting there muzzled, but you're carrying around 50 pounds of extra weight, you are still a detriment to society, you're a detriment to the healthcare system, and you are a preventable detriment to yourself. You will die an earlier death because of your excess weight, and you don't care. All you care about is the perception. Well, I'm wearing a mask and I'm vaccinated, therefore I'm good. And that is what makes you a bad person. You're not doing the right things. You're trying to look like you're doing the right things. People doing the right things are getting outdoors, getting vitamin D, allowing themselves and their children to connect with others, going and living a healthy life where they lift weights, they eat natural foods, and they do the right thing within their spirits. They're not trying to hold others down. The bad people who are looking to appear successful and to appear to be doing the right thing, they have all the markers of it. I've got my mask on. I'm a good person. I'm distancing. I'm a good person. No, you shouldn't have to do those things to be a good person. A good person is a good person. A good person isn't worried about muzzling another person. A good person's looking out for them. So today, on this Independence Day, look around and look at the freedoms you've been granted. You have the choice to live the life you want. If you want to be overweight and suffer complications due to that, that was your choice. You own them. Do not blame other people not wearing masks for the fact that your ass is in a emergency room hospital because your body is shutting down or struggling to fight this disease thanks to the weight you are carrying on your body. You chose to eat the meals you chose to eat. You chose to skip the days at the gym, and now you are susceptible to this disease. That is not anybody else's fault but your own. If you have other health complications, then obviously I'm not talking to you. Do not try to apply the exceptions to the normal rule. I'm talking to the average here. For all those who are out there saying, no, we're not going to wear masks. We're going to go and be healthy. We're going to go out there and connect. Don't think they're the problem. They're the solution. We need to stop living in a country that praises weakness and condemns strength. We should praise the strength. Praise those who want to keep their businesses open and those who don't want to wear masks. Praise those who are going against the overreach of government authority. We are not meant to be governed to the degree that we are being governed to. We are not meant to have our government inside our lives throughout the entire day as to who and where and what is deemed essential. Why can some businesses stay open? Why do we shut down many small businesses but keep liquor stores open? Why are the citizens allowed to be fat and overweight? Let's keep fast food open, but let's shut down certain farmers markets because COVID. Tell me how that makes sense. It doesn't. You're not going to find an answer there because there's no answer to be found. So on this 4th of July, I ask that you go back to finding that revolutionary spirit. And if you are beating it out of your children, let's knock that shit off. And if it was beaten out of you, it's time to light that motherfucker back up. You are a free and sovereign individual. You have every right to go out and live the exact life you want. Now take ownership for it and personal responsibility for it. Don't be the guy bitching about the taxes being taken out of your paycheck, but then you're the first one in line to get your stimulus check. If you want to live a free life, prepare yourself to live a free life by setting yourself up to win. This is Zachary Small with your 2021 4th of July podcast. I wish you the absolute best. Go out and crush it.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.